This week, Cathal Rochford and I are going to look at various stages of planning for your retirement, from looking ahead to the future, to approaching retirement, and then stopping work. And of course, we'll look at the specific considerations for enjoying your golden years in Spain. So Cathal, let's start at the beginning. What advice do you have for listeners who have, say, 5 to 10 years left at work? What can they do now to secure a financially secure retirement?
Yes, an important topic, Howard. I would say it's never too early to start retirement planning, but the closer you get, the more it pays to focus on what you want to do in retirement and review and adjust your planning accordingly. When approaching retirement, there are certain things you need to consider, and the earlier the better to make sure you're on the right track. So there can be steps to take to make your retirement goals a reality, and some questions that you should possibly ask yourself is, will I be able to afford to retire at the age I've planned? What options do I have for my pensions? Are they likely to change in the future? Do I want to spend some or all of my retirement abroad? Will I be able to retain my existing wealth and assets? So at retirement, often a restructuring of your current asset base that may be less liquid to a more suitably balanced portfolio of assets can make for good financial planning for retirement. This may involve having less property assets and replace this and perhaps the income with a diversified portfolio of investments. And some of this can be actually done very tax efficiently before leaving the UK. So taking advice early on definitely is valuable. So having a diversified and reducing the risk in your wealth overall can be a good idea to preserve and generate a sustainable income into retirement. So you may wish to downsize your main home, for example, or sell your home in preparation for a move abroad. You may also wish to sell down other investments or property to gain more liquidity and restructure the capital for a retirement income. Perhaps you have a business to sell and you're unsure how best to convert your years of hard work into a retirement nest egg, and what is the most tax efficient way to do this. So overall, professional financial advice can prove invaluable, especially with an advisor who understands the country you're hoping to move to. They can take a holistic view of what you have, your savings, investments, pensions, together with what you're looking to achieve, your timeline, income requirements, legacy wishes. It's important to have an objective assessment of who you are, your personal and family circumstances, goals, risk appetite, and design a personalized strategic retirement plan for you so you can align yourself with it over the years coming up to your retirement.
Moving on to people who have just a year left of work, what steps should they be taking now to prepare for the transition from receiving a monthly salary to receiving a pension?
Yeah, so if you're a year out, so assuming you've begun thinking about retirement in recent years, like what we touched upon already, this is the time to start to formalize your retirement action plan with a qualified and experienced advisor. So you'll need to decide what assets you plan on restructuring into your retirement fund. This doesn't just have to include your pension. It could also include personal capital and investments you've accumulated over your career that can be structured to generate an income for you when you retire. With a regular salary coming in, you may be able to afford to take more risk when investing. However, taking a more balanced approach to risk may be more suitable when retired, as you can't earn the capital back. So during your career, you worked for your money, and now it's time for your hard-earned money to work for you. Your situation can be quite different from your working days, so be prepared to make some adjustments. So it's important to have a budget of your likely spending needs once you stop working. Decide on a level of income you require, and this retirement income will obviously need to replace your salary and cover your projected spending needs over your retirement.
And what about people who are retiring now? What's your advice for them?
Yeah, so if you've already reached retirement age or you've stopped working, that doesn't mean you should forget about the overall retirement planning. After all, you will be retired for the rest of your life, so this could be potentially 20, 30 years or more. So it's vital to ensure that your wealth and your assets last longer than you do, and people are living a lot longer nowadays, as we all know. So pensions are usually the foundation of retirement, so deciding what to do may be one of the most important financial decisions you'll make. You may have built up a pension since earlier in your career and accumulated into it and grown it over many decades. So it generally is a very sizable part of one's estate, and getting the planning right is crucial. There are various options for people at retirement, and it depends on your personal circumstances, what you're looking to achieve. One thing to note that since Brexit, pension planning has gotten more complicated and UK-based advisors are usually unable to continue looking after your pension once you've moved to Spain. So you'll need an advisor who's authorised and regulated to advise in both the UK and Spain to ensure that continuity of advice, management and service. So overall, I would emphasise the importance of taking specialist, up-to-date, regulated advice before you make any, you know, big decisions with your pensions.
What extra issues should people think about if they currently live and work in the UK, but they plan to retire in Spain? And how far in advance should they start organising their move to Spain?
Yeah, a good question, Howard. There are many things to consider and factor into your planning, and I would say at least one full year, but 2 years is probably preferable in terms of starting to really begin the planning and getting things in order. So you need to look at your overall strategic asset planning before you leave. There may be things that you can do prior to leaving the UK, like selling your main home or winding down UK-centric investments. There's also tax planning and estate planning that you need to be aware of for both Spain and the UK. Even if you've left the UK, you may very well still be domiciled there and have UK inheritance tax implications. You need to look at immigration planning. Since Brexit now, UK nationals will need some form of visa to enter Spain and live there. So that's important. And also the tax years between the UK and Spain are different. So in Spain, it's the calendar year, whereas in the UK, it's April to April. So you need to bear that in mind, get the everything in a chronological order in terms of when you move and what makes sense tax-wise. And then closer to the time, you'll need to then think about, you know, how to implement and restructure assets to optimize for Spanish tax and ensure that everything is suitable and compliant in Spain. So lots to consider. And that's why I think, a year or two out is probably the best option, because even restructuring some assets, you can't do it overnight. So the more time, the better, quite frankly.
Yeah. Well, pensions play a major role in our retirement. What options do people have for their UK pension funds if they spend their retirement in Spain? And does living in Spain create opportunities or complicate things?
Yeah, so there are various options available for people at retirement, and it depends on your personal circumstances and what you're looking to achieve. Regarding if it's complicate things or an opportunity, I think it's a bit of both. There are opportunities to take advantage of when moving to Spain, but it can be complicated and complex too. So again, it requires specialist planning. So you might benefit from consolidating your UK pensions. Throughout your career, you might have had several smaller pensions. So consolidating them into a simple, cost-effective pension platform for your retirement, that can be a good idea. This would, however, leave your pensions and the income in sterling for the most part, and you may need to convert your income from sterling to euros later. Another option could be a QROPS, or a Qualifying Recognised Overseas Pension Scheme. So this is an EU equivalent to the likes of a UK SIP or UK pension that's created to receive monies from the UK when the pension holder has moved abroad. And so, of course, for the plan to be able to receive monies from a UK pension, it has to be recognised by the HMRC. So a QROPS has advantages on the tax side, currency flexibility, estate planning, given it's outside the UK. So there are several benefits with a QROPS. One thing that's changed with the QROPS is there was a new tax binding ruling in Spain whereby if you're a resident in Spain, it's not possible to transfer your pension into the EU, into a QROPS, as there may be an income tax charge on that one. So you have to be careful in terms of planning to transfer a pension. So if you've not yet moved to Spain and you're a UK resident, you could transfer your pension to a QROPS before you leave the UK to avoid this tax charge. And the key really is timing and completing things before you actually become a Spanish tax resident. So pension planning is by no means a one-size-fits-all solution. It's important to take, more so than any other planning, pension planning, it's important to take specialist, regulated, up-to-date and personalised advice before you make any, you know, final decisions on what to do with your pension.
Do you have any particular advice for people who are setting a business as part of their retirement?
Yes, this is a very common area of advice for us at Blevins Franks, as we've many clients who have a business or looking to sell their business prior to retirement and a move over to Spain or other European countries. So there are a few things to consider. One big one is the tax implications on the sale. Will you sell it in the UK prior to leaving? or might you sell it when you're a resident in Spain? So in the UK, you can benefit from entrepreneurship relief, where you have a lifetime allowance of up to £1 million. That's taxable at just 10%. Whereas usually if you sell the business in Spain, the tax rates could be quite a bit higher. So it's important to be aware of that. Other items there would include timing and the phasing of the sale of a business. Often businesses are sold over several tranches or several years. So depending on the structure of the sale, it could be like a management buyout or an employment ownership trust. So oftentimes you need to be aware of how long the deal will take to close and what tax implications may be applicable. And then the other thing is when you've sold your business, how to structure the capital afterwards. You know, when you hold capital, there are several risks to holding capital, like liquid capital, such as the taxation, protection of your capital if you hold it in a bank, and also growing and ensuring it outpaces inflation. So these are all risks to consider. And so therefore, having specialist wealth structuring for the proceeds of a sale is very, very important to make sure that it's protected, growing, tax compliant, and producing an income for you, you know, in replacement of the income you may have drawn from the business.
And what about people who've been retired a good few years already? Do they still need to review their retirement planning every now and then?
Yes, a very good question as well. So absolutely, I would say. So regular reviews allow you to adapt your strategy to suit your changing circumstances. So what gets measured gets managed. And so an objective and professional review periodically is very important to ensure you're on the right track. And to be aware of any changes in tax or financial planning opportunities that could work in your favor. So the world doesn't stay constant, and we need to take into account changes in economic and market conditions, political changes, the tax landscape, rules and rates, succession and inheritance tax law, and, you know, also pension and financial service regulation. And as well as that, we need to take into account changes in, you know, our clients or personal circumstances and with their family. So within their family, there could be a change in their asset base. They could have inherited capital or sold a business. There could be changes in health or lifestyle needs. You know, they may have capital expenditure needs or purchasing a home or an increased level of income needed. Or it may be the case where their priorities have kind of transcended to their family, and they want to support their family with purchasing property or their grandchildren with education or whatever it may be. And then finally, another thing to bear in mind and why a review is needed is there could be a potential planned relocation from Spain in the future, perhaps a move back to the UK or another country. So all of these things have to be captured, and they're generally captured during regular reviews. So if you don't have any reviews, your advisor or whoever looks after your financial affairs will be unaware of these matters. So at Blevins Franks, our clients have us to stay on top of all of these issues to ensure that their financial, tax and retirement planning is all correctly structured today, tomorrow and into the future.
And finally, what other wealth management issues do people need to think about as they start enjoying their retirement years here in Spain?
Yes, so if you're moving permanently to Spain, it's important to review your retirement strategy. Not only will you need to consider your residency status and cross-border tax implications, you'll need to adapt your estate planning to suit Spain's succession rules and also UK inheritance tax rules. So when living in Spain, you'll need to optimize for Spanish tax rather than UK taxation, and you'll need a suitably regulated and qualified advisor to do so. So at Blevins Franks, we provide strategic tax advice and financial planning advice in the UK and Spain, and very importantly, the cross-border planning that's needed in the middle. Once you become a resident in Spain, you can gain access to investment and pension opportunities that can provide far better tax efficiency, estate planning simplicity, and many other advantages. So how you hold your investments and your capital and the advice you take can make a major difference in how much tax you'll be liable to pay here in Spain. And keeping a UK bias towards your planning can lead to you paying far more tax than you need to. So while, you know, you see some people adopt a DIY approach to this, cross-border tax, wealth management, pension, and estate planning is very complex, and it's difficult to objectively assess your own situation. So for ultimate peace of mind, you know, we would recommend talking to a specialist advisor like ourselves, who can take the time to understand your own circumstances, needs, and goals, and to help you secure a prosperous retirement in Spain.
And if listeners want to go on this journey, the Blevins-Franks website is the first place to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're interested in looking at any of this or starting your own planning, our website's a great place to start. And you can find our local office near the region where you're interested in moving to. And you can arrange a no obligation consultation with one of our partners and advisors. So yeah, I would recommend doing so.
And it's www.blevinsfranks.com. Thank you very much. We'll talk in a month, I guess.
Thank you, Howard. Appreciate it.